as well. Mansfield managed to lose 4-0 with two players sent off. Let's hear from their manager, Adam Murray, with Charlie.
Adam, where did it go wrong today? Was it the sending offs?
Yeah.
That was the moment. It just changed the game, didn't
it? Yeah, I think if you actually know the game and you was watching the game up until, what was it, 50, whatever minutes it was, we've more than matched them. And I felt we were controlling the game. We were causing them problems going forward. They're obviously a good side, so they're always going to cause you a couple of issues. But we felt comfortable. We never felt under stress. We actually felt that we could cause them more problems by the centre-forward change. It was obviously a very skiddy pitch today, and we couldn't get the best out of Greeny. Things were skidding out, skidding off him. So we needed something to build from. That plan lasted 2 minutes, and you're down to 10 men.
Because even when you were down to 10 men, you were still in the game. It was the second sending off that seemed to kill it.
We're comfortable at 10 men. We've done it before. It's something we actually work on because it's the nature of the beast, isn't it? But to go down to 9 men, it's a kick in the teeth, and it's one of them where I've said to 95% of the lads, look, you've got to take that on the chin today, because for the most part of that game you've done yourself proud and you've come to a place and played our way, and I'm proud of the 9 men because I thought they were fantastic, and I'm going to forget that game really, really quickly because I can't analyse that. I've watched the first hour and I was chuffed to bits with it. The last 30 minutes they're even trying to press and close down and leaving ourselves open, but it shows their endeavour and the passing just to do well and to do the right things. So I'm taking the 60 minutes from that. We play like that in the rest of the 30 league games we've got left, we won't have a problem.
The two sending offs, rush of blood to the head, age.
I haven't got a clue, mate. I haven't got a clue. You could put all them things together, rush of blood, age, whatever it is, but you're in a professional environment now. You've got to learn quickly, and if they have to learn on the job like that, it's tough to take, because it's we felt we could have won that game.
It's difficult as well because obviously the vast majority of the fan base weren't here today to see that first hour. They just see the scoreline and go 4-0, we got battered at Portsmouth, but it just doesn't tell the whole story.
I mean, definitely doesn't tell the whole story, and that's why people like your reports, Martin's reports, Jason's reports, the club's reports will hopefully put the proper light on it, because if you're actually at the game, we've gone toe-to-toe with one of the, if not the biggest club in the league, and more than match them. So like I say, my focus is on the 60 minutes of real positives. Realistically, is it going to change what people think if they see the scoreline?
Going forward this week, you mentioned before the game you got some injuries, the likes of Lee Collins, Kevin Hurst. Are they serious injuries? Are you expecting them back soon?
Well, if they are serious, we are in trouble. We're down to about 12 players, but no, we're hoping they'll be back, touch wood, for next week. I can't see it being any longer than that.
And obviously you're down a couple of defenders there in Hawkins and Yakavisi today. How's Taff doing? Is he back soon?
Nah, Taff's he's had a bit of a setback, so we're gutted for us and for him. His recovery is a little bit slower than we expected, so we're obviously relying on Lee now. Otherwise we're playing two at the back.
You've got a week between the games now and then a couple of games at home. Is it just really a case of let's just forget about today? Do you on the way home, do you do anything differently on the coach?
Did we have a game today? That's how quickly it's gone. It's like I say, the 60 minutes I'm going to take a lot of positives from. The last 30 minutes, there's no point trying to analyse it, because it's I think the percentage of the team goes down to 9 men, it's not very high, is it? So there's no point even looking at that. But look, for 60 minutes we did what I asked. We controlled the game. I thought the boys were excellent, I really do. I want the game tomorrow now. I want the next game tomorrow, because it sounds really, really strange, we just got beat 4-0, but we're feeling a good place at the minute, and that's one we've got to take right on the chin. I think it was, I listened to I can't remember who it was, somebody got a couple of weeks ago for 4 or 5 nil, and they were saying sometimes these things happen, and you have to take it on the chin and move on swiftly. So I'm over the moon. Our next two games are at home. I really am, because if we play like we played in the last two and for the 60 minutes today, we're going to have more high moments than low.
Thanks, Adam.
Cheers, Chad.
That is Adam Murray, sounding rather more upbeat, shall we say, than John Sheridan was here